Hey, thank you, Kane. 8:07 here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley in the studio as well on this first Monday in July. And bad news, it's already 77 degrees.
Why is that bad news?
I know you love the heat. I can deal with the heat. I mean, I wouldn't live in Mobile, Alabama if I couldn't, but I do like it when it's right around 65 degrees. Of course, I only get that like 1 or 2 months out of the year, but I would prefer if that were the temperature and not, you know, a million degrees like it was yesterday as I worked outside in the yard all day long. But I can't complain. My job keeps me inside most of the time. I know there's a lot of people out there.
People were saying, what was he saying?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I have never complained about the temperatures that I have to work in.
It gives you extra appreciation for air conditioning, right?
It does.
Or even a simple fan.
Yeah, it really
But I look at those things like you know, you're outside and you're working as cardio. See, that's
good.
How you count that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sweating it all out.
There you go.
In the rest of the country right now, at least Midwest going eastward, they're all dealing with a heat wave that they are certainly not used to. And that's one thing that I really love is when the heat hits those from like New York and Boston and all those places where...
And they don't know how to deal?
I mean, because they get snow like usually, I don't know, 6 months out of the year. Does that sound right?
Well, in Michigan, we have winter about 8 months out
of the year. 8 months. Mm-hmm. And then when it's like the dead of winter, it's really cold, really hard to travel around. And then it hits 100 degrees and you have all these people from New York just complaining nonstop. I love it. I love that
they can't
deal with the heat.
Well, it's the equivalent of what hurricanes are to here is what winter is there, right?
Yeah.
So then
that's a good point.
What cold is there is what this humidity is like. But, you know, heat is different based on where you are in the nation. I know in Arizona, I always told people because I lived in Arizona for 3 years. And I remember being pregnant with my first child and it was 126 degrees.
Ooh.
Right. And people say, oh, well, that's a dry heat. After you hit 100, heat is heat.
Yeah.
And I always liken it to, have you ever opened a pizza oven and felt that? That's what it's like.
Oh,
and it's all
just
day.
Roasting.
Yes. And so everybody waits until the dark of night to go grocery shopping, to play outside. It's the strangest thing.
That's why there are siestas. And I can completely get behind siestas. A good 2 to 3 p.m. siesta sounds perfect to me.
Yes.
But also heat on Independence Day, I mean, that just seems natural to have a really nice, hot day where you're hanging out with family, showing your respects to this country.
That's right.
Is Independence Day coming up on Wednesday, and whether you're grilling out, drinking some cold beverages, whether those are waters or other maybe adult beverages on Wednesday, shooting some fireworks into the sky. Yeah, I don't like it when it's cold on those days. If it could be a hot
or
Independence
rainy.
Day or rainy, and unfortunately, according to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, there will be some rain on Wednesday, just some of those afternoon thunderstorms that we've gotten so used to every single day here during summer. But hopefully it'll clear out by Wednesday night when all those firework festivities
That's
are going
right.
on.
That's right.
And if you want to see some of those locations, some of the, I guess, plans for Wednesday night around our cities in the listening area, we have that listed on our website, fmtalk1065.com, and also on our Facebook page. So if you're trying to make plans for Wednesday, go ahead and check that out.
That's right.
And decide where you want to hang out on Wednesday.
And if you're not sure, after all that information, talk to your local veteran, because our veterans, they know. Our friend Tom Claxton, I spoke with him via text this weekend, you know, while we were away, and he told me he's going to be part of a tattered flag removal, which is happening today at Ed's Seafood over, you know, that's off the causeway. Panini Pete owns that restaurant, and I just wanted to mention that because, of course, you know, Tom served in the Marine Corps, and very proud veteran, and also happening is they are donating a wheelchair to a veteran. That's happening today. A local media will be there.
Outstanding.
That's right, and, you know, I love this quote. I'm trying to scroll through my text really fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tom gave me some stats about how many people have been lost when it comes to our vets. And he said, you know, dying for freedom is not the worst thing that could happen. Being forgotten is.
Wow.
Okay, think about that. This is from a man who has served our country, who is... you know, part of a special group, and we can never say thank you enough. So while we have fun with fireworks and we have fun with the barbecue and family and the day off, just remember that quote from our Tom Claxton, who has his show here on FM Talk 106.5. Dying for freedom is not the worst thing that could happen. Being forgotten is. If that doesn't put a lump in your throat,
That's great. And that reminds me, you said the tattered flag removal.
Mm-hmm.
I had something came through my mind a couple weeks ago. I guess it's actually been a couple months now. And if anybody wants to call in or text and give me their answer here for what I should do in a situation like this. So in my neighborhood, there's a house with an older woman. I believe she lives alone, but she does have help occasionally. Somebody comes and cuts the yard and helps take care of things for her. But I noticed that her American flag out in front of her house mm-hmm. was a little bit torn up. I don't think that she is physically capable of getting out there and fixing the problem, but I do know that she has, whether it's family, friends, or family that come by mm-hmm. and help her out. And just seeing the torn flag there, I felt like I needed to do something,
that's right.
but I didn't want to overstep my boundaries. So my question to the FM Talk listening audience, if you want to text in or call in, what do you do in a situation like that? If there's somebody in your neighborhood, or maybe you see a business that has a torn flag up and you give them enough time to kind of take care of it on their own, but they don't, what do you do in that situation? Is it wrong to overstep your boundaries, go knock on the door and say, you know, ma'am, I would love to help you out with this flag?
Is this, I know in your situation, you're talking about your neighborhood, but I think that kind of matters because this is yet another reason why you should know your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, this is a fine time to introduce yourself. I think, me personally, if I were that woman, you and your wife coming by would make more sense. Now, if you're coming by as just a lone man,
you look
a little suspect.
I'd say so.
But, you know, maybe leaving a nice note, because sometimes people, we're so busy going, we don't see the obvious sometimes. And so this is a great reminder as a neighborhood to come together and help this young lady, as I will call her.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And I'll take your suggestions also, 251-343-0106. And we'll come to the phones in just a minute. Hang on there. I just want to get through a couple local news stories as we start this hour. First, this morning, a fatality. A pedestrian died after being hit by a vehicle. This was in Theodore at Lundy Lane and Bellingham. I guess that turns into Theodore Dawes Road. So Lundy Lane and Theodore Dawes, pedestrian hit by a vehicle. That happened early this morning, and that pedestrian has passed away. Our news partners over at WKRG have this up on their website, and they'll be updating that throughout the morning. And if we get more news.
And we brought that to you in our 6 a.m. hour breaking
that's
news.
Right. That's right. Yeah. And so that happening this morning. Also, speaking of my neighborhood, this has been a point of contention, I guess, around other neighborhoods in the city, not so much mine. For some reason, the trash in my neighborhood has been picked up on time just about every single week. But that's not the case for a lot of people in Mobile. And now the man that is in charge of trash pickup, no longer with the city of Mobile, his name is Greg Beckham. And he is the senior director, or was the senior director of public services. And that did oversee trash pickup. Now, city has been under fire for delayed trash pickup. If you check out that Nextdoor app at all, which we talk about right here on FM Talk 106.5 quite often, usually because of the funny things that pop up on there, but it is a good community resource, the Nextdoor app, and I have seen a ton of people complaining about trash pickup and the delays here in the city of Mobile. Well, now Greg Beckham out and John Peavy took over public services. That happened in May, and they've also had some internal HR issues here, according to our news partners at WKRG. They say three employees were suspended for threatening a supervisor there within the public services department. City has not yet announced who will replace Beckham or if he left voluntarily or was forced out, but John Peavy has been taking over the whole public services since May. And speaking of all of that, there is a Public Works job fair tonight. So if you want to help out with the trash, if you're looking for a job, you can head out to a job fair tonight.
If they can't see you smiling, they can hear you smiling.
It's just
what a connection.
Funny how this works out. Tonight, 6 to 7:30 at the Dumas Wesley Community Center. That's on 126 Mobile Street. And they say people can learn about job openings, and a flyer that they sent out calls this a chance to jumpstart your career. So City of Mobile looking for people who want to help work in the Public Works Department. Also news that Public Services Senior Director Greg Beckham is out. 8:16 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm going to head to the phone lines really quickly before we hit the break, and let's talk first to Clifford in Mobile. Good morning, Clifford.
Good morning, Miss Kelly and Sean. How y'all guys?
Up, Sean's out. Dalton in for
Hi,
Sean.
Hi, Clifford. Good morning.
Kelly is in this morning.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, I just wondered if you thought that with the election of the Supreme Court justice and everything, that the Democrat Party is going to alienate a lot of really good Christians by only worrying, being concerned about same-sex marriage and Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be interesting because the way the new rules are, it looks like they'll only need 50 senators to pass this next Supreme Court nominee. So the Democrats, I think they're going to put up a fight, but from what I've heard, they can only put up so much of a fight just because of the new Senate rules for confirmation for this justice. I know that the Democrats are pretty upset about the Merrick Garland nomination being suspended during 2016 when President Obama nominated him, but the Republicans were in control of the House and they pushed it off until Trump became president. Of course, that was a risk in itself because at the time they didn't know whether Hillary Clinton would win the election or Donald Trump. If they would have went with Garland, he's, I guess, a bit more centrist than some of the nominees that Hillary would have come out with, but luckily for the Republicans, Trump won, and they did get their one Supreme Court justice in. So now this next Supreme Court justice, they're planning to vote this August. Not much the Democrats can do, but I don't know. They could alienate all of their alienate the maybe centrist voters that would turn that way if they make too big a deal about this.
I mean, and the next outrage is, you know, they're outraged over the kids in the border. Do they know that there's only so much welfare to go around, and in this country we're just going to create more poverty? Are they concerned?
I think that both sides are concerned in their own ways, concerned about, you know, what I mean, they've made it pretty clear where they stand. Republicans have and Democrats have, but with midterms coming up, how they respond, both sides, how they respond to these different issues that are upcoming. If the Democrats push too hard against this Supreme Court nomination, it could hurt them in November.
And that's why all eyes are focused on two senators, more importantly, two Republican senators, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, two women who may, you know, go on the opposite side when it comes to where they cast their vote when it comes to this major nomination.
All right, more on this coming up. Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5 continues. Thanks, Kane. 8:24 here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, the first Monday of July.
Hard to believe. We're just flying through the year.
Yeah, starting the seventh month of 2018.
Wow. We're almost upon our anniversary.
Are we?
Yes. We both got married this month of August.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that's
Calden.
Right. I am
just
so glad.
We got married to other people. Let's clarify
yes,
that.
Yeah, other people, yes. Very close to the same wedding dates. And I am
1 week apart.
I am so glad that we are 1 week apart.
Why?
And because yours is 1 week ahead of mine. And I know if I see you talking about your anniversary, yes, then I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right.
And, you know, I have to say real quick, I have the kindest husband because he allows me to name everything as newlywed stuff. I'm like, we need to do this. It's our first year.
See, maybe my wife is upset with me because I do not do any of that. I just keep it rolling.
You do what works for you. You're the Orwigs. We're the Finleys. But it's good stuff, indeed.
And it is coming up. And thank you for reminding me of that. I'm going to go ahead and order some flowers right now. You had a story last hour.
Yes.
You were talking about it giving people the heebie-jeebies.
Yes, and I have tweeted out. Thank you, Dalton. I was so grossed out by it, but I forgot to hit send. But so it's now on my Twitter page, at Kelly K2K Finley.
Everybody, check it out, unless you don't want the heebie-jeebies. But there were some texts from that conversation. Uh-huh. First, David wanted to know, and tying this into something that we talk about often, he said, yes, he said, would the Mazda go back to Dean McCrary early if that happened to Kelly?
Let me tell you something. The Mazda, as you know, has been named. I know we're going to talk about him later in the show, but Maximus wouldn't allow that. We would zoom out of there so quickly that snake would have caught a ride with someone else.
This person, an extremely hot take on that story. I mean, burning hot on this Monday morning, almost as hot as the sun above us during midday. Says, if seeing a snake or spider in your car causes you to lose control of the car, mm-hmm, and if someone is injured, well, I hope you go to prison for failure to maintain control.
Oh, man.
So, if a snake is in your car,
oh my goodness,
and you can't hold it together, which I agree, you should think about, of course, when that happens, so many people go into just a panic.
How can you not? I mean, when you got into the car, when you did your car check, you didn't say, okay, oil change is good and tires look good. Okay, snake on board. All right, cool, let's go. You didn't invite him on.
No.
Oh, Sylvester the snake, you didn't invite him on.
But then if he slides out of the vents out from under when you're riding around, I can totally understand and assume that most people on the road will at least swerve their car. And some people will probably run it right off the road. This person, though, says you should go to prison if that happens and someone's injured.
That person probably loves snakes and would welcome the new friend to the family. I think, if you can safely get over, of course, but I think your first reaction is shock because, and the snake, as you'll see from the story, it's a very small snake, okay? Mm-hmm. But again, the surprise of it joining you on board when you did not pack it, you didn't bring it, you did not invite it, I think.
And Catherine texts in, she said, if that happened to her and if that those were the rules, she would be in prison.
My girl, I understand. I'm the same way with bumblebees or wasps. I just don't care for them at all. And so just them coming in this car. And sometimes, have you ever seen love bugs? Sometimes there's so many that if you don't like things flying around you and they're in the car and you think they're outside the window, but then you realize they're inside, you take on a whole new vocabulary, I think.
The only reason I would run off the road if a love bug was in the car is just out of pure hatred.
That's not nice.
I hate love bugs.
Really? No.
With my life.
You can't mix them up. I remember when we first moved here, I didn't understand what was going on, and someone at my kids' elementary school had to explain why they're called love bugs. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. You have to.
And they're attracted to, it seems like, silver and white vehicles a little bit more than the darker vehicles. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
They're always attracted to the front of my vehicle.
And I love you.
Spend tons of time wiping them off the front of my car. Also, earlier I was talking about a situation in my neighborhood. A woman for at least a month now, and I live in a pretty big neighborhood, so lots of houses, and she's a few houses down from me, although I've never met her, kind of have the vibe of what's going on. Seems like she's older, unable to do much physically around her home, but she does have people come by often and keep her yard looking good.
Awesome. And that's what great neighbors
I don't know if they're
about.
Family or family friends, but I have noticed that she has a flag outside of her home, an American flag, that in one of these storms last year or at some point became a bit tattered. And I know you were mentioning earlier a tattered flag give back that resident Marine Tom Claxton is taking part in this week. And I asked, what would be overstepping my bounds in this situation? Should I go up and knock on the door with a flag and just offer to go ahead and replace it for her? Or would that be doing too much? Should I just wait and hope that her family or friends take care of the situation? Got a lot of texts on this. One person says, about the tattered flag, you can always ask if you can replace it and would run it up yourself if you can afford that. Mm-hmm. All they can do is say yes or no. They added, God bless America and God bless our servicemen and women. Amen. Happy 4th.
I love that.
Ben says, take a new flag to her. Ask her if you can replace the tattered one and have it disposed of properly unless she wants to keep it.
Yep.
Ben is retired U.S. Navy. Thank you so much, Ben, for your service.
Yes, amen. I think it's always, and it's such a great opportunity for you to get to know your neighbor. I think that if you're saying that there are people who help her and they could be her family, they may be coming from other states or other cities to help. So how great would that be that she could meet a new neighbor, mm-hmm. have, you know, new assistance, and by the way, you know, replace the flag with love.
Yes.
That's so important.
I love it. I'm going to check by it today and see if she still has that tattered flag. I'm going to go ahead and take care of it. Katrina says, how about just buy a new one? Stop by with an opportunity to meet her and give her a gift after meeting. You may even be able to retire the old one and hang the new one.
And I bet you she gives great hugs.
I bet
you know
she
what I mean?
Does,
Grandmas get the best hugs.
And I like your suggestion that I take my wife to be a little less intimidating.
Right.
Probably get her to make some cookies or something, too.
She probably already have the maid.
I bet she does.
It's like in the grandma jeans.
8:31 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back to the phones, 251-343-0106. Mobile Mornings rolls on this first Monday of July. Thanks, Kane. 8:36 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley in the studio as well. This segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by Original Oyster House. If you don't know what Original Oyster House is, well, first off, where have you been? You need to make your way over there. It's an amazing Gulf seafood restaurant. Been around since 1983. It's when they opened the original Oyster House in Gulf Shores. And I think that location just did so well, they went ahead and opened another one on the Mobile Bay Causeway. That's the one that I frequent more often. But when I make it down to the beach, I try to hit that one in Gulf Shores as often as possible. And a cool thing about the Original Oyster House on the causeway, you could pull your boat up out back. So after a long day on the water, especially with this intense heat that we've been dealing with for the last few weeks and coming up over the next couple of months, if you're out there fishing or just lounging around in the water, you can pull up behind the Original Oyster House, go inside and get some tasty food and some cool drinks after a day on the water. Of course, it's right in the name. I know Sean always talks about the fried shrimp and how perfect they are, and he is right about that. But I say you can't go wrong with the oysters at the Original Oyster House. And
get
that little the sample plate where you can get a little bit of each kind of oyster that they have. Or do like me and order a dozen of each and then just have that be your lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just great. If you want to go ahead and check out their menu so you're prepared before you go in, go on over to OriginalOysterHouse.com. Once again, they have two locations here in Mobile on the Causeway and in Gulf Shores at the foot of Highway 59. Right now on FMTalk1065.com, our three big things for today. Yesterday being Sunday, the president was actually on Fox News with Maria Bartiromo on the Fox Business Futures, I think was the name of that show, and he talked a lot. But also his national security advisor, John Bolton, he was on CBS yesterday where he discussed the United States having a plan to dismantle the North Korean nuclear program within 1 year. John Bolton saying that yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation. A Washington Post actually had a story out on Saturday where they cited unnamed U.S. intelligence officials that concluded that North Korea does not intend to fully surrender its nuclear stockpile. They say they have evidence since that summit that happened on June the 12th that the North Koreans are planning on deceiving the U.S. about the number of nuclear warheads in their arsenal and the existence of undisclosed facilities that they're using to make the material for nuclear bombs. Whether President Trump comes out and says something about that today, we'll have to wait and see. Could lead to more war of words between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. We'll have to see where this goes. But Bolton says the U.S. has a plan to dismantle their program within a year as long as the North Koreans work alongside the U.S. to make that happen.
Well, you hope the war continues with just words and not actions, because that could be horrific for so many people.
Yes.
So many
it could.
People.
Also on our three big things, Sarah Land says they're going to add school resource officers to every school in the Sarah Land School District. That'll begin next year. The school board announced a partnership with the Sarah Land Police Department on Friday. Over the last 10 years, the district has doubled in size. They now have about 3,000 students enrolled. And the top thing on our three big things, this being Monday, July the 2nd, that gives you 2 days to plan for Independence Day and what you're going to do, whether you're going to grill out with family during the day and then go hit some fireworks celebrations afterwards. Well, we have a list on our website and on our Facebook page where to celebrate Independence Day on the Gulf Coast. That comes courtesy of our friends over at WKRG. So that's what's going on right now on FM Talk 106. Five, and there is this one story that I have been wanting to talk about. Saturday was a sad day for a lot of audiophiles, a lot of fans of music, and being able to listen to, I guess, now ancient modes of delivery of audio. CDs are headed out. Best Buy becomes the latest. On Saturday, June 30th, that was the final day that you can purchase CDs from Best Buy. But in a weird move, they're going to continue to sell vinyl. I think a lot of people have gotten into vinyl, even though it was pre-CD and pre-tape. Now vinyl has made its comeback. A lot of collectors love it.
You call it wax.
Mm-hmm. All the audiophiles say it sounds better on vinyl.
Clear.
Mm-hmm. But the question I want to ask, when was the last time you actually bought a physical CD? Or how do you buy your music nowadays? I can remember the last time I bought a CD. It wasn't Saturday, June 30th, when Best Buy quit selling them. It was right around when Prince passed. So I guess, what is that, a year and a half ago at this
point? Purple Rain?
I went ahead and got three. Purple Rain I already had, actually. Mm-hmm. And I went ahead and got three more Prince discs. Can't remember the names of each of them. But they had it at the front of Walmart. It was the weekend after he died. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure some people were trying to get it for the moment. They think it's going to be worth a lot, like you mentioned earlier when we were talking about this during the break. Mm-hmm. But I bought it because I didn't have any Prince CDs. And for the longest time, he didn't have any deals where he was streaming on any of these audio services.
Right, that was his big deal.
Yeah.
He was always fighting with the record companies.
And it worked for me. I said, hey, I want to listen to some Prince. I'm going to go ahead and buy these CDs. But prior to that, I probably haven't bought a CD in, let's see, it's 2018, maybe 8 years?
Well, you think about a lot of the vehicles that many people purchase or lease, they don't have a device for you to play a CD. So it's very easy to think, okay, well, let me use a USB port and tap into my files that mm-hmm. way from what I have saved in my repertoire.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big music streaming guy now.
I can totally tell.
And a lot of people stream on Spotify. Mm-hmm. A lot of people stream on iTunes. Just a reminder to go off course a little bit here. If you do stream on Spotify, you can now get FM Talk 106.5 podcasts there. So subscribe to us on Spotify. And when you're not listening to streaming music, go ahead and catch up on some of the midday and Mobile morning shows. But a lot of people do that now. A lot of people still buy their CDs on MP3s online. Mm-hmm. Just want to send this out to the texters and callers, 251-343-0106. Do you remember the last time you bought a CD? Are they officially gone completely out of fashion? And where do you buy your music now?
I know which CD I purchased.
Okay.
Mariah Carey.
which
you
Mariah?
Know which one.
Who was she dating around this time?
I don't know her love life. I'm not in tune in that. I mind my business, stand in my own lane, but it's her famous Christmas.
Oh, song. Okay, yeah.
You know the one.
I do know the one.
It's now going to be stuck in everyone's head. But I had to. It was on sale somewhere, and it was 'Tis the Season. And I was, you know, you can only play that 1,000 times before mm-hmm. you know every single word of the song.
That's right.
All I want for Christmas is you.
So mine is Prince. Yours is Mariah Carey. We'll have to check the text line. See everyone else's last CDs. Also, this weekend, Jurassic World. That's what I did with my weekend. On Friday night, I went and saw the new Jurassic Park. Evidently, I wasn't alone. It topped the box office for a second weekend in a row, right ahead of Sicario, Day of the Soldado. That came in second this weekend. And this basketball comedy called Uncle Drew.
Yes, we want to see two of the three that you just mentioned.
Okay. You want to see Jurassic World and Uncle Drew?
Yes. We're a basketball playing house, and then we also, Jurassic Park, I'm sure I'll cover my eyes for most of it. Take one for the team, Finley.
It was pretty good. It earned an additional $60 million in its second weekend in theaters, so that brings its total to $264.8 million. That second weekend drop about 10% steeper than the first.
Do you give it two thumbs up?
I give it, let's say, 1.5 thumbs up. Three stars out of four. Thought it was pretty good.
You're tough.
Yeah. I think one person tweeted, even for a movie about dinosaurs, this was ridiculous. I didn't feel quite like that about it. I thought it was a good movie, but I actually liked the first one a little bit better. Incredibles 2 also out third weekend in theaters. Actually, it came in second place. It's totaled up to $439.7 million. Mm-hmm. Of course, Independence Day is a massive movie-going week. A lot of people that are out on Independence Day like to head to the theaters. So if you are, we'll probably plan on seeing Jurassic World or Incredibles 2. Also, right now, a good time to mention on our website and on our social media pages, today and tomorrow, the last days to register for the FM Talk 106.5 Some Are Better Than Others contest, only for this week, at Goldfingers in Saraland and Goldfingers on Dolphin Street. We have a box in each location, and through tomorrow, you can register at Goldfingers. We'll announce that $50 qualifying prize winner on Thursday, mm-hmm. and then the box heads to a new place this week. We'll let you know on our social media pages where you head starting this Thursday through next week if you want to qualify for the next one. So how we're doing this one, it's a little different than our last prize giveaways. Mm-hmm. You can register at a new location every week, and a $50 qualifying prize winner will be announced every week. And those people will go, and at the end of this contest in mid-July, we'll give that big prize to one person.
And another reminder when you talk about voting, Dalton, today's the last day to register to vote in the runoff election, which is July the 17th. If you have questions as to maybe where do you vote or have you registered, because sometimes you kind of forget, go to vote411.org. Vote411.org. I'm looking at the page right now. They tell you your voting guide, that you can find a local league if you'd like to join. You can contact them. Just enter your address, and they let you know, yay or nay, if you are registered to vote.
All right. That's some good information. Thank you, Kelly. Haywood texted in his last CD purchased about 18 years ago, around the year 2000, the B.B. King box collection.
Ooh.
Also a Miles Davis box. Thanks for the text, Haywood, and that I wouldn't mind having those two box sets. Sounds pretty good. 8:46 now on FM Talk 106.5, and we're coming right back. .51 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. We roll along on this first Monday of July, 2 days from Independence Day. You're going to be one of those people that takes off Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, or just Wednesday. We went through some numbers earlier. Actually, surprisingly, a few few people actually have Independence Day off. Only about 34% of Americans have Wednesday off.
So they wait till Wednesday to take the Thursday and Friday off to then start their weekend early.
Yeah, it seems like more people are taking off Thursday and Friday than Monday and Tuesday, but actually right around only 11% taking off Thursday. So most people only getting Wednesday off.
I think, though, that's super smart because, I mean, Wednesday night fireworks, right? That means you can stay up late, watch your fireworks, and not worry about waking up early to go to work.
So. Yeah.
That's good planning.
Yeah, I like it. Take that Thursday off. And if you are taking a couple days off this week, maybe you'd want to have a nice car to ride around in. Maybe something with AC and a lot of other amenities.
Ooh,
and I know you've
good.
Been riding around in a thing called Maximus.
Yes, that's his name. That is his name. I do want to tell you one more thing about something that we said before we went to commercial break about getting registered to vote. If you do go to vote411.org, Dalton, you're able to register at that point as well. So I just wanted to mention that. They don't just have information for you. They allow you to register. So that's great news because today is the last day to vote in the upcoming runoff, which is July the 17th for, of course, our local elections and statewide.
It's a one-stop shop.
There you go. And it's nonpartisan, which I'm always all about. Okay, so let's talk about Maximus. I've been having a great time getting to know Maximus. If you're new to the scene, as I always say, what happens is the all-new Dean McCrary Mazda, they allow me to test out a new vehicle every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so each vehicle, I have to get to know him, and then I name him, and then I tell you all about him, and then I hopefully am helping you when it comes to your car buying options and your decisions that you'll not just walk, but you'll run, let's make it zoom, on over to all new Dean McCrary Mazda. But this is the 2018 Mazda 3 hatchback touring, and as I continue to say, it's a great family addition. This is the first hatchback I have been behind the wheel in quite a long time, since my college days. So it's good stuff. I mean, the amenities are there. I love the fact that you have that 6-speed automatic transmission where you can go into sport mode with the click of a button. That's always good, so you can pump up the volume. Loving that those rain-sensing windshield wipers, which makes sense based on where we live, of course. Safety standpoint, you have airbags in the front and on the side. Of course, the aggressive grille. It looks aggressive if you are not going fast enough. It smiles at you if you're going just fine. But, you know, from the HD radio to the Bluetooth, and I posted a video last week showing you the touch button screen, the screen that allows you to see, you know, where you are on fuel, when your tires need, you know, more air, when's your next oil change, all that. So they are keeping with, you know, what you need to know when it comes to a vehicle, and it won't break the piggy bank. That's always good. So be sure to check him out. His name is Maximus, and more videos are coming your way on social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And when you go on over to all new Dean McCrary Mazda, if you're not quite sure which dealership, look for the largest American flag in the state of Alabama. That is the location. Tell them we sent you. They're located on the East Service Road of I-65, or give them a call, 471-DEAN.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. And the, I guess you can call it the big news this morning, Michael Cohen, who was the personal lawyer of President Donald Trump, and they call him the longtime fixer. He's one time said he would do anything for President Trump. Well, now, in an interview on ABC News, Cohen says that his first loyalty rests with his family, and Cohen did acknowledge in an interview with George Stephanopoulos this morning on ABC, or that aired this morning on ABC News, he said that he could soon face criminal charges, or that he will soon face criminal charges in an ongoing FBI probe of his finances and business dealings, but he told Stephanopoulos that he respects the prosecutors and the process. This new interview offers some fresh evidence that he might be willing to cooperate with the U.S. attorney in Manhattan in an effort to reduce his own criminal exposure. And he's also enlisting a new lawyer, Guy Petrillo, a former New York prosecutor, once held a leadership post in the same office that's investigating Cohen. Now, right now, it's not clear what evidence that Cohen may have to offer the government about others, including Trump, and he declined to tell ABC whether Trump urged him to make a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, but here's a quote that jumps out at you. He says, quote, "To be crystal clear, my wife, my daughter, and my son and this country have my first loyalty." You'll recall he has said that he'd do anything for then-candidate Trump, and then, of course, who is now President Trump. And he goes, let me see, I'm finding another quote that he had. He says, "I will not be a punching bag as part of anyone's defense strategy. I am not a villain of the story, and I will not allow others to try to depict me that way."
He also this morning said, "I would not do or say a thing that might be perceived as interfering with their professional review of the evidence and the facts." He's seeking a resolution, he said, and he also added, "I want want to regain my name and my reputation and my life back. I'm sure there'll be a lot more of that discussed today with Laura Ingram coming up following this show from 9 to noon. And then we have a midday mobile best of coming up at noon. Mm-hmm. Some of Sean's best interviews from last week we'll be rolling with on midday mobile.
And the reason why we're bringing this, you know, to a close at the end of the show, of course, that interview happening on GMA this morning with George Stephanopoulos. You'll recall back in April in a tweet the president tweeted out when asked about his relationship with Michael Cohen and whether or not he would, quote, flip. He said, the president tweeted out, "Sorry, I don't see Michael doing that despite the horrible witch hunt and the dishonest media." So, as they say, as the tweets turn, we'll keep our eyes on that. I'm sure there's more that will come out of this situation that we'll discuss on tomorrow's show.
Definitely, yeah. And we'll be, we want you to call in and discuss it also tomorrow, 251-343-0106. That's the text line and the phone line. Also want to point you towards fmtalk1065.com, well, where first off, you can get some information on the Summer Better Than Others contest giveaway that rolls on this week at Goldfingers, and we'll have a new location posted for you on the website and on Facebook tomorrow. Also, our poll question right now, brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You can give us your answer. Should the city of Mobile and Mobile County contribute $10 million each to the University of South Alabama on-campus football stadium? They should be deciding that next Tuesday. They're not going to make any decisions this week, but we should know next Tuesday whether the city of Mobile and county will be putting money into that project. Before they give us their answer, want to hear what you have to say about it, fmtalk1065.com.
Maybe we remind everyone to just watch out for snakes coming out of their dash in between their windshield. I'm just saying.
And don't run off the road if
don't
that happens.
Don't do that.
Try to keep it together. 8:58 now on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for joining us on Mobile Mornings. We'll be back tomorrow morning starting at 6 right here on FM Talk 106.5.